Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 16. This is letter number 5962. Baruch Hashem, this is the seventh lamp of Hanukkah in the year Tavshin Yud Ches, Brooklyn, New York. L'kvoid, Havasik V'chosid occupies with community affairs. Yosef Sheyichya, who is called Dr. Berg. As we'll see in the letter, this Dr. Berg married a relative of the Rebbe's. And he really, in my time, when I remember about the Fabrangans, the Rebbe was really upset with him because he was the minister, interior minister in Israel, and the Rebbe fought very strongly that conversions need to be only according to the halacha, and very clearly, the Rebbe saw the danger in anything else making the two communities, which means if we get people that we don't know how they converted, then we're not one people anymore because it's not acceptable to others. The Rebbe said conversion needs to be at the highest standard by accepting everybody. The Rebbe spoke many, many hours for it, and this Dr. Berg, the relative of the Rebbe's, he was the recipient of a lot of the Rebbe's frustration about the not being a frum person. They're religious. They were with the religious parties in Israel. But it seems like, even way back then, in this time, it seemed like that he was going to attend a Fabrangian in Yutes Kislev. But because they didn't notice him right away, they didn't make a room for him, he left with a huff. He left angry, and apparently that's what I will see in the Rebbe's letter. And the Rebbe was sort of saying that, you know, it's a shame that you left because people wanted to hear from you. And also, you being there would have helped you. The Rebbe is, the Rebbe doesn't want him to take this for the future, so I didn't know this letter before, but I almost see, I knew the Rebbe was very, very frustrated with this Dr. Berg later on, but I can see that it already started, you know, reading now the letter back in Tavshin Yud Ches. Let's see what the Rebbe writes in Shalom Avrocha. So the Rebbe says, I want to hereby confirm with thanks receiving your letter in which you confirm my letter with the Happy New Year, with the Birchas Hashanah, the blessing for the new year. Not to confuse with the Goyishe New Year now, but this was the Hashanah, this was a New Year's for the Rosh Hashanah. So, the Rebbe says, now I'm writing to you to express my pain in the connection with the I was informed that you traveled to Kfar Chabad, to the Fabrengen of the Yom HaBoyer Yutes Kislev. And because it was so squishy over there, and perhaps the Rebbe says maybe it was a little disorganized, you could not make your way through the crowd. So then the head of the committee for Kfar Chabad came out to make way so you should be able to go up on the platform. You see, you know, the honor they wanted to give him, and for some reason you refused. You know, apparently he didn't want to go. He couldn't get in. He didn't want to go. So the Rebbe says, so it's understood that this thing causes me pain, and from both sides. From the community that gathered over there, that I'm sure, if you did not refuse, you would have enjoined them. You would have given them words of encouragement. They wanted to hear from you. So your refusal to go up there, the community, the people that gathered, they suffered because they didn't get to hear from you. But the Rebbe says, please forgive me, I'm going to add that also you lost out, because the Rebbe says, forgive me, that also from your side, if we say, whenever there is 10 yidden, our sages tell us the divine presence is there, which means there was a presence of the Shekhinah was there. And as explained by the Baal HaSimcha, the master whose joy Yutes Kislev, the Alter Rebbe, which is the Alter Rebbe, he says that when 10 people get together, even if they would not be discussing words of Torah at the time, the power of 10 Jews together has that level of the divine by them. And the Rebbe says, look into the Holy Letters, chapter 23, wondrous words about this. But how much more so, you had many and many times, there were so many tens of Yidden. And for sure, there was Torah words among them. Especially, the Rebbe says, when these words is penetrated with the light and the warmth, and words that come from the heart enter into the heart. So the Rebbe says, you being there would have been beneficial to you too, not only beneficial to the community, they can hear from you, and beneficial to you as well, because the divine was there, and they spoke Torah, and it was with warmth, and it was with light. And the Rebbe says, we actually have various different levels within the heart, the external of the heart, the inner of the heart, the essence of the inner of the heart. The Rebbe quotes from the Alter Rebbe, the shine of the Nekudas Alev, the Atzmus is Nekudas Alev from Lekudat Torah. So, the Rebbe says, it is Chazoka, we can assume, if it's a Chassidish of Abrengen, that those participants put an effort that it should be in an inner extent possible. So it would have been really from deep of the heart. And many times, the Rebbe says, they're also successful in it, which means, Rebbe says, if you would have been there, and you would have listened, and you would have heard, and the words would come out from their heart, it would have entered the heart, it would have come very deep, and it was, that's why the Rebbe says, it's a shame, I'm in pain that you left, you didn't go, you didn't stay. The Rebbe says, especially, based on your words in our discussion, that you entered the family of the Rebbe through your wife, may she live, this adds more force to the all above. So the Rebbe is saying, you know, apparently, I don't know, doesn't say it, but apparently he didn't get right in, they didn't recognize him, you know, he blew off some steam and he said, okay, I'm out of here. And, you know, the Rebbe is, but the Rebbe says, so why am I bringing this up now? Okay, it happened, there's a rule, ain't tzoikim ala avar. We don't, yeah, okay, it happened in the past. But the Rebbe says, this does not exempt me from expressing my response that I'm saying. Because, first of all, the Rebbe says, you know, I should say how I feel, but the main thing is, I want to negate, or at least I want to weaken, the background from where this comes from. Which means, I mean, your response because of the lack of order or how they are preparing for the above. I mean, you were frustrated when you came there that you didn't find it respectful enough or prepared enough or nice enough. So the Rebbe worries that this is something which is also important for the future, which means, you may not want to go again, or you may, because you have a negative opinion, but, so, the Rebbe says, this is also important, and the Rebbe is worried that if he's not going to go, maybe other people aren't going to go. The Rebbe says, we're all responsible for one another. I think that's what the Rebbe is saying here. And the acts of one influences on the rest of the Jewish people. So the Rebbe says, it's not just you alone, but rather it's something, if you have, I guess, I'm interpreting this way, that if you have an attitude, oh, they're disorganized, or, you know, they don't do things right, I'm not going there. The Rebbe says, and it's not just you, the Rebbe says this is also in the future because other people were responsible and one's act influences the other. And the Rebbe says in a light way, the previous Rebbe, my father-in-law, the Rebbe used to say that a person who yawns in the most northern, on the North Pole, and then that is important to all people in the world, whatever takes place, a yawn or on the North Pole impacts everybody. So the Rebbe doesn't want this negative experience to sort of make an impact of later on. That's what I understand how the Rebbe is writing over here. And the Rebbe says, and there's a similar issue for similar days. The Rebbe says, I got this information on the days of Hanukkah. The Hanukkah time is to increase light. And you can't have light without warmth. There's heat there. And we need to add and expand. And the Rebbe says, if there is warmth over there, even the possibility of such a response is negated. I guess the Rebbe says, with the warmth of Hanukkah, a response, I mean, it's unusual. The Rebbe is giving him like a really, from what I understand here, that you shouldn't respond and just get upset and just leave and not go up. But the Rebbe says, in the times of Hanukkah, in which there is light and there is warmth, and that warmth negates even a possibility of such a kind of a response of, you know, getting upset, not going up, and things like that. The Rebbe says, with honor and with blessings of Hanukkah. Maybe I'm not getting something because it almost seems a little bit harsh, you know, I used to say. So maybe I'm misinterpreting something here. But in any event, the Rebbe is saying to him that he should, you know, come and be part. And the Rebbe, says another issue. The Rebbe says that there are pieces of information so that there is the time that it's coming to the debate about making this united front. Again, he was, like I said, he was part of the government, the interior minister later on, but all the time from the Mizrahi, the Poel Mizrahi, all the various different religious Zionist organization. So the Rebbe says we don't mix one joy with the other joy, which means I don't want to bring in that thing right now. That's the time, but the Rebbe says there's time for that. Despite the fact of my great disappointment from what my letter in the past has not accomplished, because the Rebbe wanted them to make this united bloc and it didn't work out. But so the Rebbe says, you know, I'm going to address this also, even though last time I wasn't successful. But the Rebbe says there is a Hasidic expression that says you got to try again and again. So, in other words, even I tried last time and I wasn't successful, I'll try again, the Rebbe says. The Rebbe was very much for the benefit of Yiddishkeit to have a united bloc. People should vote the religious all together. So the Rebbe says, this is a law of the Torah, as it's not just a Hasidic expression to try again and again, but it's a law of the Torah, and as our sages of blessed memory say, even 100 times, ad meyapamim, hacheich techiach, so, which means, even though you're not successful once, but you try again, and the Rebbe says, I'll get to it, I don't want to mix in one with the other. And Rebbe says, you know, we should take the lesson from Hanukkah to add light with warmth. And with warmth, you know, you just, I guess you overlook things like that. And Rebbe doesn't want it to have a lasting negative effect, I guess, of the relationship and of his participation. And I guess especially he was in the government, so he had some influence over there. And the Rebbe wanted a good relationship, I guess.